Well, do they not bow in the valleys of summer? Or have you grown so lethargic your legs do not bend properly? No, no, no. You genuflect at the door. No, try again. Go back to the doors. Open them so the lobby can see you pay proper respect to the royal seat. Yes, now you bow. Lower. Yes, there you go. You do know how. Now you turn and close the doors. Good. No, now you bow again. Yes, again. If you don't bow now that the doors are closed, I shall take the worst offense. A winter princess is not disrespected in her home. Now stride halfway towards me. Don't act so casual. You're presenting yourself to the court of wind and frost. There, now stop and bow. Oh, for heaven's sake, get up off the floor. Gods, you're clumsy. Is that saber just for show, or are you intentionally making a fool of me? I would hardly expect a fencer to be defeated by a staircase. All right, what have you got for me? No, put that away. I don't want to see your family tree. I know exactly who you are. Stars above, I've probably seen your pedigree 100 times in preparation. You're a middling Earl of Sunshine and Cornfields, unlikely to ever be King of Summer. I know everything about you, or at least I thought I did. You seem to have outraced tales of your buffoonery. And I haven't decided if I ought to hire your portrait artist or have them dragged behind horses and beheaded. How she managed to imbue you with a noble bearing is beyond me. Hardly matters. I didn't summon you for your portrait. Summerlanders are not my type, and even if they were, I have far more pressing concerns. As Queen of Winter, I must take an interseasonal consort. Someone who can give rallying speeches to the despairing soldier who brings the sheaf of grain to warm the peasant's heart. Someone who can smell danger in court, disarming diplomats, charming assassins. Is that at all like you, with 2 left boots and a tongue in a knot? What ever am I to do? My mother wants to match me with the Prince of Hottest Sun, or the Duke of Budding Fruit, or your second cousin, the Earl of Shortest Night and Fireflies. Queen even showed me the Duchess of First Harvest, as if gender were the problem. You were at the very, very, very bottom of the pile. Earl Unlikely, she called you. She threw your letter into the fireplace unopened, and I wanted so badly for her to be wrong about somebody for once in my life. Well, come on, this is your shot. Warm up my empty halls with one of those famous songs of summers. Give your rhetoric, boast. Summerlander, I address you. Speak. Speak or leave. Speak if you were worthy of anything, or more than an empty tunic. Why won't you speak? Are you choking? No? You cannot speak? Are you mute? Oh, gods. That's it, isn't it? I had not meant that. I am profoundly sorry. I've crossed a line of cruelty not befitting a lady of station, and I beg your forgiveness. I truly did not know. It did not occur to me as a possibility. Oh, by the 4 seasons, I've been such a fool, or else I've been fooled. And I, in turn, have dangled something before you that cannot be. Please, all of my hospitality of my mountain is yours. I sit at the right hand of my mother, and you shall sit at my right hand, and stay as long as you wish. It's poor repayment, I know. It's all in my power, really. But I have made you stand too long already. They would have brought you straight from the gatehouse to me. I expect you are weary. Please, I'll sit beside you at the foot of the throne. I see no harm in it. Come now, after all, it's only the 2 of us, and I've already been quite stringent with you. Honestly, I was expecting all the bowing and scraping to trip you up, although not literally. I know it's not a custom in your land. I had intended to insult you slightly to test you. It's practically a tradition at the court of wind and frost. I was raised to be very cruel, actually, like the Queen of Winter is supposed to be. I'm not trying to make excuses. I just mean to say I know the difference between cruelty that is just and worthy and cruelty that is petty and careless. I'm trying desperately to find a way to be a good queen and also myself, and I despair. Would you come to my aid in war or famine after I have treated you so? I don't ask seriously, of course not. Whatever am I to do with myself? You're shaking. Are you trying not to laugh at me? It's quite all right. I think I would be happier if I could laugh at myself. Perhaps you could teach me? You're shivering. We Winterlanders use it as an expression to describe a certain feeling, but that's the real thing. Are you cold? Oh, stars, of course you're cold. Take my mantle. No, of course. I said you were to have all my hospitality. I do not make idle promises, and I would be ashamed to forget one so quickly. You poor, hot-blooded dandy. It claps in the front, just here. We'll wrap the cape around you. Is that better? The trim is snow leopard fur. Soft, isn't it? I decided long ago it's the very best part of being a princess. Really, everybody ought to get a big, impressive mantle. Have you ever seen a snow leopard before? I didn't think so. They're about yay big, monstrous cats. The mantle was a tribute given to us by the Baron of Lonely Hunters. That's the original silver clasp right there. They maintain the velvet and fur as a wedding gift to each queen, but really it's quite old. You might actually be the first Summerlander to ever wear it. No, leave it. I like it on you. The cold never bothered me anyway, and it makes you look much more impressive. I should not have touched you without asking. Idle hands and soft surfaces, you know. I don't know if you're still thinking about it, but I was intentionally being cruel when I said you lacked noble bearing. It's particular to you, but it is there. Would you be terribly offended if I said you were a good listener? You look at me and I feel warm? That's not normally the word I would use, but I think it's appropriate. Maybe it's not going to be as bad as I thought. My mother is going to try to use you to embarrass me before the ennobled and then pick out a concert for me, and I'll say yes because I've proved I'm not up to picking one for myself. So what? The world will not stop turning to notice my temporary shame. And I won't be ashamed of you in my heart. Why should I? If you can stomach a white lie, let us say that your gallant letter won you your invitation to court. My mother dare not insult the rhetoric of a summer lord in his presence, nor can she admit she did not read it. How then will she embarrass me? It was an awfully gallant letter, wasn't it? Oh, please nod, even if it wasn't. Oh, thank you. Oh dear, ignore that. Scheming always makes me giddy. I think we're going to be very good friends, don't you think? I bet keeping secrets just comes naturally to you. People telling you all sorts of things. People always want to blurt out some gossip, but I bet you avoid that temptation perfectly. I can relax around you. We're not of equal station, but, well, I don't serve you and you don't serve me. Just a host and a guest, not some groveling vassal. A very welcome guest, I might add. Not that I would part you with my mantle, but it did counterbalance the jewels on my dress. These sapphires are so heavy, it's pulling my dress this way and that. See how tight it's stretched across my bust? I think I can fix that. Just let me undo a button or two. That's a little better, don't you think? Do you see the straps on the back of my corset? See, now it's not agreeing at all with my dress. Well, this is a crossroads. We could cinch them down, get my corset nice and tight. That might be an appealing way to do it. Or we could do away with it altogether and really breathe easy. I'll let you decide, my guest. Ah, that's so much better, isn't it? I always thought I looked so much more beautiful when I wasn't so confined. Don't you agree? Can I hold your hand? It's a sign of friendship by my customs. I hope that doesn't make you uncomfortable. I understand in some lands it's considered quite lewd, and the last thing I want is for you to feel uncomfortable. In fact, is there anything I can do to make you feel more comfortable? I bet the stone floor feels quite cold to you. Perhaps I should join you in that cape? It looks large enough for both of us if we sit close together. Oh, you do run warm, don't you? It's positively hot in here. I should take you to the springs once I've done with you. Oh, nothing. Do you know what else I love? Soft clothes. All those rings and buckles do nothing for me, but give me silk and furs any day. Your tunic is nice, cotton, but have you ever felt a nice silk undershirt? Go on, feel mine. Isn't it lovely? I've heard the stories of Summerlanders who would die for love, who would, in a fit of passion, be capable of anything. Is it the heat that makes them crazy, or is it in your blood? Can you show me? Oh my. Oh yes. I can think of other ways to keep warm, my lord. Just, I'm a maiden, and I don't want to be anymore. I want you. I want you to look me in the eye, hold me, and fuck me. Stars, you're beautiful. Take that off. Take it all off, right now. No, not here. I want you to fuck me on the throne. Oof. You're awfully strong. You want me like this? Is this good? I want you to take me. I want you to pound me like I'm a queen. Like you're a king. Ooh. Oh, your fingers are nice. Oh, yes, rub me there. Ah, oh, make me soaking wet for you. Oh, stars, is that one finger? I don't usually go that deep. Oh, that's, yes, kiss my nipples. Ah, oh, you do know how to treat a lady. Do you like my breasts? Do you like being the only man to ever see them? Touch me, make me yours. Oh, your warm hands on my bare skin is heavenly. Oh, you're even making me shiver. Mouth on my neck is making me crazy. Oh, you're making me wet, my lord. Oh, and I feel you're very excited as well. Surely you won't mind if I grab you? Oh, don't keep a future queen waiting, Summerlander. Oh! Oh, carefully. Oh. Oh, slowly, my lord. Oh, it's so big. Oh, fuck me. I didn't know it was gonna feel like that. Oh, my. Oh, the pressure. Oh, I feel it pressing me everywhere. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, slowly, please. Oh, are you all the way in? Oh, God. Oh, yes, like that. Just, it hurts, but I like it. Keep touching my nipples. Kiss me like you mean it. Oh, when you grind against me. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, rub against my clit. Oh, fuck me, just like that. Yes. Thrust just like that. Oh, I will not break, my lord. Pull my hair. Oh, yes. Bite my neck. Oh, show me no mercy. God, yes. Oh, love that. Ah, oh, ravish me. Oh, naughty. You think you can just smack my ass? You think you can get away with that, my lord? Don't you know who I am? Ah, ah, oh, yes. Oh, defile me. Ruin me. Oh. Oh, split me wide open with that hot cock. Ah, oh, 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 yes. Finish inside me, my lord. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, you like that? And I wrap my legs tight around your waist. Oh, thrust harder, my lord. Oh, 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 yes. Keep going. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Oh, 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 keep going. Oh, 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 yes. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, 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 yes. 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 Oh. 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 Yes. Yes. Oh. 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 Yes. Oh. Oh. Hold me tightly. Oh. Yes. Oh. Keep going, yes, just like that. Oh, 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 yes, oh, yes, oh, 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 my lord, oh. Oh, 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 shiver my bones. What have we done? There's a mess all over me, all over the throne. I told you it was my first time. Oh, careful. Oh. What am I going to do with you, my lord? All the house servants are going to know exactly what you did, which means everybody will. And I've already invited you to stay as long as you like. That's a promise. I'm sure we'll figure it out. I have to hold court now. There's a line of petty nobles at the door who've probably heard all sorts of things by now. Let them stare at the mess you've made. Get dressed. You should go through that door over there. It leads to my chambers. I'll see you at dinner, my guest.